Hi, and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Nick Theodoulou. And first up, English school staff threatened to strike on Wednesday over the decision to dismiss three unionised teachers as the Education Ministry called on the school board and employees to come to an agreement before the approaching academic year. The lawyer of the English School Staff Union, Stavros Stavrianidis, announced the escalation of measures by the private school's teachers during an urgent meeting of the House Education Committee while ESSA members were protesting outside the Parliament. Tempers flared at the session, which aimed to look at the legal framework governing the English school, as well as the complaints launched against the school by ESSA regarding what they call arbitrary layoffs. Stavrianidis claimed the dismissals clearly concerned the teachers' involvement in the union. In response, the board of directors of the school insisted the layoffs were based on the internal regulations and were not due to the teachers' union activity. MPs reiterated their calls on President Nikos Anastasiadis to intervene in the dismissals. But on behalf of the presidency, Pandelis Pandelidis questioned whether it is institutionally correct for the president to intervene by annulling a decision of the board of directors of a private school. However, the Auditor General, Odysseas Michalidis, disagreed, saying that Cabinet acts as a trustee of the English School's property. He explained that the Board of the English School is appointed by the Council of Ministers, which can remove it at will. Even though legally, the English School is considered a private secondary school since 2007, it is still regulated by special legislation dictating its management and maintenance are responsibilities of the state. This also means that part of its budget comes from state funding. And next, part of a top-secret plan on how to settle the north of the island in the wake of the 1974 Turkish invasion was published in Turkish Cypriot media on Wednesday. Despite lacking in actual numbers of people that would be required to prop up the economy of the north, the document, published by Yeni Düzen, lays out the sort of people that would be required to be brought in from Turkey. The publication said this was the first time such a document has been published. Yeni Düzen reported that while the Turkish Cypriots who relocated to the north after the invasion left behind 500,000 acres of property in the south, there was 1.5 million acres of property waiting for them in the north after Greek Cypriots fled. According to official Cyprus figures, 142,000 Greek Cypriots and 45,000 Turkish Cypriots were displaced. Prior to July 1974, the actual numbers of Turkish Cypriots in the northern part was estimated at 71,000. Yeni Düzen reported that the land and property acquired in the north of Cyprus was very large in relation to the Turkish Cypriot population, which left a major labour shortfall. The workforce to be sent from Turkey were for employment in agriculture, industry, tourism and other service sectors and consisted of citizens of Cypriot origin, Turkish nationals or Turkish Cypriots currently living and working in Turkey. In addition, those selected should have Turkish as their mother tongue. The head of the family should be literate and have completed his military service and not be over 45 years old. And next, the EC leader and presidential candidate Averof Neofidou said on Wednesday that Cyprus has moved a step closer to securing a repatriation deal with the Democratic Republic of Congo. His visit to the Central African nation of about 108 million on Sunday saw him meet with top officials from the Deputy Prime Minister's office and Foreign Ministry. Neofidou said that immigration is a serious issue which Cyprus is facing. This is why I'm launching an international initiative. I met with the nation's officials to secure a deal on repatriations for its people who are in Cyprus, resolving a humanitarian concern. An agreement, I believe, will be completed for the good of our country, and the first step, the relocation of these migrants to their countries of origin. According to a report filed by the European Union Agency for Asylum last month, nationals of the DRC were the main group to apply for asylum in Cyprus during the year of 2021, along with Syrians and Nigerians. And finally, the Palestinian Authority urged Palestinians not to take advantage of concessions promised by Israel that would allow them to travel through Ramon Airport in southern Israel, saying they should have their own airport. Asked about a charter flight carrying Palestinian passengers to Cyprus through Ramon this week, Musa Rahal, a spokesman for the Palestinian Ministry of Transport, said, "National duty compels us not to travel through Ramon Airport, and we advise them not to go there." Israel's Airports Authority this month said that Palestinians from the occupied West Bank would be offered special flights from Ramon near the Red Sea resort city of Eilat to destinations in Turkey. Palestinian Prime Minister Mohamed Shtayyeh said that, "Should the occupation want to ease up for the Palestinians, let them open Jerusalem Airport," referring to the now disused Kalandia Airport in the northern part of the occupied West Bank. And that's all for today. But as always, for the latest news, commentary, and analysis, check out www.cyprus-mail.com.